I knew as soon as the phone's cut off. I just had doubt from the beginning, but you just don't want the doubt, so you just kind of ignore it. I got home and I was just like, no, I'm really not okay. And it's just stressed me out, because obviously it's more the fact, one, I'm not going, and two, I'm angry that someone can get away with it. My dad was really like, this is a bad idea. And I was like, no, it won't be. So I was like, please just prove me wrong. Like, obviously I've put a lot of trust in you. I've just given you £486. He was like, yeah, I'll keep in touch with you for reassurance. Like, I've found five people he sold tickets to. He's sold them to thousands and he's made so much money. It's like, he's a clever guy. From the conversations he's had with me, even when I knew they weren't like real tickets, he was still trying to make me believe him. I was like, I'm in hospital. And he sent me photos of like hospital doors and stuff.